We're gonna be famous Twitch streamers before you know it.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just a couple more things before we like start. Most of what I'm gonna use Roll20, this interface, mainly for battles. I'm not gonna use it for the rest of the gameplay, like unless I want to show you guys a map or something. But like the basics of like what we're doing is basically there's two like again there's two modes. There's the battle mode and there's the non-battle mode, which means you guys can just freely interact with the world as you want to. So you can just say like, "Oh, I walk over here," or just say like my character's you can just be like blah blah blah, like say what your character says or say what your character does, basically. And then I'm it's my job to tell you what happens as a result of your actions. All right. So, and give you guys an introduction here. Also, for what it's worth, I'm using a book for this campaign. So, this is like a bit of I'm like I've modified it a bit, but it's like a pre-written thing. Okay, so the caravan of Bort Bargeths. You guys are traveling from the mountains from a region known as Idecums. In this northwestern region, there are only small, isolated townships, and it's filled with lots of wilderness. Idecums is a beautiful and dark landscape with tall trees, gigantic mountains, and deep canyons. There's frequent rainfall and cloud cover on most days. Each of you joined this caravan, the caravan of Bort Bargeths, at different times, as well as a bunch of other folks. Bort's caravan is a regular through this area. He's regular, reliable, very affordable, and one of the only transport only one of the only transports to get out of the area. And he heads through town about two times a year. Bort has a reputation for good hospitality and even better food, which is a rarity for most transport in this area. And you guys have joined, you guys have joined, given your backstories, you've joined these, joined this caravan for your own reasons. But sorry, hold on a second. But you all kind of were doing your own thing in this area, Adekums, and you're headed. You've all joined the caravan to go all the way to a metropolis called Olodi. Bort Bargeths is a basically everyone that works in the caravan is a very jovial host, but the people of Adekums are all very stoic people. So the ride has been very silent. No one's been talking to each other. People keeping to their own business. Few passengers have gotten on, others have gotten off. You haven't really talked at all to the other passengers. This is a three-wagon caravan, and it makes its last passenger pickup and drop-off before heading through the long Thralton Forest. While the passage is not strenuous, it's far, and the road extends to the southeast, and it will take several days to get through. There are no towns or establishments at all between here and your next stop, which is going to be a place called Itrin's Folly. It's a small town about halfway to your destination, Olodi. The metropolis, Olodi, is where you guys are headed for your own reasons on this journey. Olodi is the largest city in this part of the world, and it has the largest seaport in the world, receives travelers from all over. The steep mountains around it limit the sprawl of the city and compound its architecture, such that age-old structures sit right next to brand-new modern buildings. The city is home to a blend of cultures from all over the world, producing exciting arts, cuisine, and even dialects. Olodi is very far away and will take a long time to get there, many, many days. So here's some probable reasons for each of you going to Olodi, given your backstories. Goj might be following a trail of breadcrumbs that he's on a treasure hunt that he's got some hint about. Isla looking for evidence about the invaders that she's tracking. Ignacia traveling with Isla, trying to support her. And Geddy just looking for adventure of some sort. So the Thralton Forest, this is the part you guys are now traveling through. In this part of the country, it's basically rolling hills with thick forests and relatively short trees with large exposed root structures. Many of the larger animals in this area have turned these exposed root systems into homes. The forest stretches out rather plainly in every direction with no major landmarks, making it extremely easy to get lost in if you wander away from the road. And in general, it's much warmer here than the Inidecums area, and much sunnier. It is currently the end of summer. The leaves are still green for now, but you feel the hint of change coming in the breeze. So the caravan is three separate wagons. There's the head wagon. In the head wagon, you have Bort himself, the leader of the caravan. He's a male dwarf. You have Ulf and Ulf, twins that are male humans, and Tamli, a female half-orc. All of those people help run the caravan. The second wagon is the passenger wagon, and the four of you are sitting in the back. And then the third wagon is basically food and storage, and that's manned by Cookie, who is an elf, a male elf. So you guys are sitting there in the caravan by yourselves. You haven't really spoken yet. It's been awkward. Does anyone want to break the ice?
I think my character would ask if anybody knows about any treasure where we're headed to.
Do any?
Can we just answer?
Yeah. Do you, any of you guys know about any treasure?
No.
Yeah, certainly not.
I'm going to visit some old questmates.
Tell me about that.
I was on a hunt a few seasons ago, and I was called back to put my hunt mate's house into order. He was killed, and I'm going back to put his we had an agreement that if any of us ever died, we would split up the bounty that we acquired from the quest. So I'm headed back there now.
That's
very honorable.
Olodi, the city.
Mm-hmm.
My character is on a quest back there as well. Do you feel like you're able to make it through this hard journey, or do you need help through this way?
I think I'll be okay.
So you guys have been going through the forest for many days. It's about the end of the third day you've been traveling, getting to be close to sunset, and all of a sudden the caravan comes to a stop, and then you hear Bort and some of the people from the first caravan or the first wagon getting out, and they're being like, Bort's like, oh man, this is gonna, I was hoping to get to Etrin's Folly before the end of the night, so he wanders back to you guys, and he's like, hey, there's a big tree down in the front, and it's going to take us a while to clear it, but don't worry, we'll take care of it. But I figured this is a good time to stop for food. we can have Cookie make us something in the back here. If you guys would like to join me.
I'm sure Haley can move that log pretty fast.
Yeah, why don't I move the log while you guys set up for dinner?
Bort says, "Oh no, no, no! You guys, please. You're the guests of honor here. We'll be able to do it. But if you want to lend a hand, I mean, I'm sure it would be helpful."
I'm not going to lend a hand. I think you guys are capable. I'm going to go. Thank you very much.
All right. So, Isla, you want to go up to the front and help them? And is everyone else, you guys want to follow Bort to the back? So just so you know, Cookie's been cooking for you two meals a day. And the food, it really like is the stuff of legend. Like Cookie is one of, people talk about Cookie's cuisine on this caravan. Like it's worth going on the caravan. And so it's like really good stuff. He's got a whole bunch of spices and stuff back there. So Bort walks the rest of you back to the end of the caravan. Isla, you're going to lend a hand to Tomley, Ulf, and Ulf, who are going to try to clear the log.
I think Ignatia will go with to keep an eye on Ayla to make sure nobody upsets her or she doesn't get triggered.
Okay.
Chester is very hungry, so he'll be staying with Cookie.
Okay. All right. So, in the back, Bort is serving you guys up some food, or sorry, Cookie is serving you up some food. And Bort's saying, I think we're only about 4 hours from Etrin's Folly. We should be able to get there for the end of the night, especially with Isla and Ignatia helping out there. So hopefully we can get some rest.
I'm gonna put my hand out to let Chester sniff my hand because the dog looks very noble. I wanna pet it.
He's not so trusting. I'd be careful.
Roll a charisma check.
Do an animal handling check, maybe even.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, animal handling.
If you took it.
How do I do that?
So if you go into your character sheet, you can just double click, I think, on the animal handling skill, and it will roll into the chat.
And where would you find that again?
It's on the skills list, which is like the second column.
Skills. One on my character sheet, and I do what now?
So on the.
Oh yeah.
That was me. I think I was deaf.
I hit it accidentally too. I'm sorry about that.
Let's see how everyone's.
It's fire.
Just do it again. All right, go, Adam.
What? Oh yeah.
You want me to? I didn't do anything yet.
I think you're supposed to click that animal handling button.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, so Bob, Charlie, what is the? Oh, yeah. What are the two numbers here?
It always rolls with two. In case it's ever an advantage or a disadvantage, it's automatically going to give you two dice. So just count the first one.
Oh, okay.
Every time. Until you say it's advantage or it's disadvantage. Then you'd look for the higher one or lower one.
So even though it's not checked, I could still roll this? Like I don't have a check?
Yes. So the check is basically saying that you have proficiency in that. But
I don't have proficiency in animal handling. No. Okay.
Well, let's see. Roll. Let's see. Let's see what your luck.
Be careful. Be careful.
Okay.
Chester's not as nice as he looks in the photograph I showed you.
So this is 16. So this is not. This is a good roll. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. I knew the dog would trust me. I'm from the wild.
So how does Chester respond to a person that he trusts?
He likes his smell, and he walks up and nuzzles alongside.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
And now is Isla back? Is Isla back from the log? Okay.
No.
So I'm gonna keep. I like the dog. I'm petting the dog, and we're starting to get along with each other.
Yeah.
All right.
I even give the dog a little bit of my food because I don't really love gourmet stuff. It's all just whatever. Some of the spices I'm actually very into, and I ask Bort about where he got some of this particular effervescent spice that I'm tasting in the food.
Well, Bort directs you to Cookie. He's like, I don't know.
Cookie, of course.
I don't know how Cookie does it, man, but he's the stuff of legends, honestly. Cookie says, I never give away my secrets. okay. So, and out of seemingly nowhere, as you guys are stopped in your eating and the others are trying to clear the log, you see all of the sudden some wolves run up on you from the woods. So now I'm going to move you over to this thing. Do you guys see the caravan thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So these are wolves. Forgive the icons. But these wolves that run up on you, there's one that's particularly, they're all very large. They're all looking extremely aggressive. And they're like messed up looking, like they're kind of like their eyes are like kind of like glazed over. And then one of them is like straight up has like cuts that are like oozing like weird, like a green ooze out of them. Mm. And so now I'm going to ask you guys to roll initiative.
Okay. First step. Make sure your icon. So now we have an icon on a different map. It's no longer linked to your character sheet at the moment.
Oh yeah. How do we change that?
Okay. So click on your icon, click on the gear icon. And you're looking at token settings, general, represents character, and then choose a character from there. And you can do things like select nameplate, and then this is where you change the token bars, make the green thing attribute drop down to HP.
Where is this?
Okay, click on your icon, or click on your character, and five things pop up.
I don't see my character on there, actually.
So you're down at the bottom because you're helping.
Well, even better than free. Here's what we'll usually do on a map. When you're looking
at... Oh, I see.
When you're looking at the journal where all the characters are, you could drag your character from here into this map and drop her off there.
Yeah, here, I'll do that real quick because that'll make this easier. Try to get everyone's right stuff here.
Just afraid they're not going to be linked up like they were on the last map, which I didn't know they didn't remember that.
Yeah, that is surprising to me.
Okay. I see myself here.
All right.
I mean, Chester's got a signal to Isla here.
So, okay.
All right. So, are we getting busy talking about what we're doing?
Killing some wolves.
There's some aggressive wolves up here. I'm not sure what happened to Goj. Like, the Goj didn't seem to track from the other... from the setup that we had done.
Hmm.
For whatever reason.
Okay, where's the picture that we had for Goj?
I don't know. Here, let me just drop you guys back at the start real quick and see if that's still there.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, over there... Let me edit his character sheet and make sure that image sticks to him. Oh, wait, that's old Goj. Oops. There, I'll fix that. Okay, it was connected to the old Goj character sheet, not the new Goj.
Oh.
All right. Now, is it better? Okay. Now you can drag him into the other map from the journal.
For some reason, it's still not showing up there, though. I don't know why. Like on the sidebar, it's not showing up.
Yeah, it's still a little dummy icon.
Let's try a copy paste. That worked, actually. Here, let me put you guys back here now.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, there we go.
Come here.
So, okay.
Okay, come here.
I'm not sure why that doesn't seem to be connected to the character sheet, I guess. Interesting. Okay. All right. So, we're going to roll initiative, which is a dexterity roll for everybody. So if you go to your character sheet,
there's actually an initiative. We can click on the initiative and it will fire off the initiative. Okay. So initiative has a little trick to it and then it works really well. So make sure you've selected your token and that you've selected. And then while you're doing that on your character sheet, there's initiative 2 or whatever. And if you click the word initiative, it will roll the initiative check into the turn order automatically.
Oh, okay.
But the catch is you have to have selected yourself first and then you click initiative and then it'll put that token into the turn order.
What do I have to click first, Charlie? I'm sorry.
I guess I just said good. All right. Click on Goj's icon.
Uh-huh.
You've just selected him. Now, while it's selected there, go to your character sheet and click the word initiative.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
But that doesn't... You can't do that with NPCs, can you?
You can.
How do you do that with
NPCs? I don't see initiative. Where would it be? Would it be in my skills?
Top middle, right there where it says your ace.
So, Bob, you can do it. Click on... the Patricia
character sheet area.
Oh yeah.
I guess Bob, do you have a character sheet that pops up open for each of these NPCs?
Yeah.
Yeah, then if you click on Omni Patricia and open up that character sheet.
Yep.
And click on initiative, the initiative icon, then it will roll initiative for that person.
I did the NPC character sheet though.
Yeah, but even for an NPC character sheet, it has a little dice that it says init and a little dice icon.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Gotcha. Init.
Did I successfully roll?
Goj did, yes.
Great.
So you can see, Adam, you have a roll that came in with a d20 plus 4. So you rolled a 12 and got a plus 4. Mine's green because my random roll was a 20, which is the best you can do.
Wait, how come this wasn't coming into the...
So it's missing because... I already did an Omni Patricia first.
Oh, no, I see. Okay, you have to select it and then do the initial. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, hold on. Let me get these guys initiatives.
Or if you want them to all act at the same time, that's... Just roll one and keep it the rest.
I'll just see what else. Clarity, do them all. Oh, whoops. I keep forgetting. So many little tricks to this software. All right, so we got Getty, Initia. Ignacio, Goj, we need Isla in there.
How do I run over there?
So open your character sheet.
Yep.
And then...
click on your icon, your picture of Isla that's on the game map.
Yep.
And now click the word initiative on your character sheet. Did that do it? Yep, that did it.
And then I sort here. Sort No. Wrong.
Now what?
Then right. Yeah, that will wait. So the initiative order is basically as we take turns in combat of who's doing what. And
you guys can all see that the turn order thing?
Yeah, the turn order. Yeah, okay. I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorting.
Yeah. Okay. So we're now in battle mode, which means you guys get to take, we're like in bullet time. So you get to take like an action or whatever you want. So, and just so you guys know that there is like a bunch of types of actions that you can take. Let me find a quick reference here.
Yeah. We could drag and drop a quick reference in. It's basically in each turn, you're going to have an action, a movement, and a bonus action. At first level, almost nobody's going to be using bonus actions for much. It's like for little things that you might do in addition. But think of it as moving 30 feet and deciding what you're going to do. Cast a spell, attack somebody, pick up something off the ground, that kind of stuff.
Here's a pretty dope website I'll just put in the chat here.
Where's the chat?
I put it in the Roll20 chat.
Where's that?
Actually, this is not good.
Too big? Here's about this one.
Okay.
Wait, don't go to that one.
I was already playing.
Go to... Oh,
here, can I just...
My guy does something and then says like a cool superhero line. Is that a bonus action or can you just...
Superhero lines are usually just like free for all. You just do it, yeah, because everyone deserves a bonus free for all thing to say.
Oh, nice.
Bob, how about this? Yeah, drag this in here and just let it be where there's not characters in the way or something. And okay. I don't know if you can read it. Maybe it's too small.
No, I can read it. Just move it over.
Yeah. Can you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. Ready in action. Help. Hide. Dash. Disengage. Dodge. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot. So, right. Don't worry too much about how many there are.
So, yeah. Keep this in mind, but in general, you guys can just say, like, what you want your character to do, and we can try to help figure out how to do it. So, with all of that being said, it is now Ignacia's turn.
Okay.
But you're like way on the other side of the caravan.
Yeah. And are the wolves these things with the hats and the glasses?
The Omni Patricia Quetzalcoatl Lover and Imhotep by the rear.
Okay. So way up there.
Yeah.
Far away.
So we're. I'm also gonna go with 5 foot per square here.
Okay. So I can do a move 1, 2, 3. Four. Let's see, it's the range of my sleep spell. 90 feet. Cool. I'm gonna move. 3, 4, 5, 6. So I moved 6 squares. So that's 30 feet. And I'm going to cast sleep on some wolves. Come on, how do I go in there? There we go.
Cool.
It's got a range of 90 feet.
No problem.
It knocked out 22 hit points of... Oops, I clicked on it twice. Take the first one. It knocks out 22 hit points of wolf.
Oh, shit.
HP.
Nice.
So the way that works is it starts with whoever has the lowest hit points in that area, and it puts them to sleep if they have 22 hit points or less. And then, like, whatever's left, like if there's 14 hit points on one of them, then there's 6 hit points left. And if there's a 6 hit point creature, it puts them to sleep. But if not, then it's done.
Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Okay, well.
Just one-shotted them? But geez.
Well,
yeah, so they're each... So they're... Wait, no. You said 22?
Yeah, but they also have a saving throw. So spells don't automatically work. There's a saving throw for creatures to resist the effects of it.
This total is how many hit points a creature can spell. Creatures in 20 that choose within range are affecting saving throws.
I don't see anything about a saving throw.
This might be one that just works, though.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
Nice.
Subtract each creature's hit.
I'm gonna say that you didn't have to use all that magic. I could have just used my arrows.
Creature's hit points must be equal or lesser
to. I mean, I was prepared to just like kill those things.
Ascending order. Okay, so I just gotta go here, figure out who's.
Okay, I guess
who's asleep.
And the downside to this spell is that it affects everybody within 20 feet of a point that I choose. So that's like a 20-foot diameter. And there's a tool I could do to try that out. There's an object.
Oh.
So that's all y'all, including Chester, right? So Chester's...
But not me.
Let me draw one out and make sure I could cast this spell in a way. Like if I put it right back here behind them, 20 feet would be... That's 20 by 20 within 20 feet, though, so it's actually 40. Well,
I don't see if you're drawing.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Okay.
Okay, so it'd be like that.
Oh, okay, I see.
Oh, wait, it could actually be. Okay, so if I target it right back here, where that one is, then it doesn't hit Chester.
Okay. But it hits all four of them otherwise?
Yeah.
Okay. Minus eight. Okay. So let's say that Imhotep and Omnipatricia... No, it's just two of them. Imhotep and Omnipatricia here are now asleep. Okay. And the rest... of, and then the others are unaffected. All right.
Cool. Imhotep and Omnipatricia.
Is that a spell slot for you? Or is that a...
Yep, that was a spell slot.
Okay. Okay. So Imhotep is now asleep. Oh, you put the icon already. Two steps ahead of me. All right.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to show you all the best practices in case there's anything you didn't know about yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't sleep, and I say, attack only the awake ones. Leave sleeping dogs lie.
Well played.
Okay, so Imhotep's asleep, so it's not Imhotep's turn. So Lover is going to run up and attack Chester Copperpot.
The
closest thing here. Lover is going to try to bite Chester Copperpot. Is there a way to do the bite action here in the chat?
Yeah, if you're on the character sheet for that thing, just click on the word bite in the character NPC character sheet.
Oh, okay, there.
Oh wait, that there it is, yeah.
Okay.
So a 10.
So then, so what's Chester here? Chester is...
So right now he's figuring out the armor class of Chester is what?
12. So 12. Chester successfully ducks out of the way of this huge extra messed up looking wolf that's like oozing like what looks like greenish blood.
How does he run? Can he run back towards me?
Do we have a turn for him? Or what are we doing?
That can be, you can have Chester run on your turn.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Goj, it is now your turn.
Well, I'm gonna step up. Is Lover less than 35 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna like step up and just shoot it with an arrow, right square in the face.
Okay. So I think you can just click on your, if in your character sheet, you can just click on the, what is it? Longbow? Shortbow. You have a shortbow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just click on shortbow and it will roll into the chat. And lover is,
wait, it doesn't, it just underlines the, in the item name you're talking about?
Oh, no, go to attacks and spellcasting right up above there.
Attacks and, oh, okay. I see sneak attack, I see.
See, do you see shortbow? Go left.
Oh,
no, you're a sneak attack. Go up. You can even so I think what you do is click on sneak attack.
Uh-huh.
And then click on the word shortbow. And it's because you get sneak attack because the enemy is adjacent to one of your allies. Oh, well, although that's a bit like maybe not Bob.
Did that work?
That's
yes.
That's what sneak attack is, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to know, Chester counted.
Yeah, so you you guys just made friends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you nail him right in the face. So now we're gonna. So this determines that you successfully hit lover. So, but now we have to roll the damage, which is, to see how much damage lover takes, which is, I guess you click on the thing. I would assume here that says one should have a D something.
Yeah. Right next to it, it says 1d6 plus 4 piercing, so click on that in your character sheet. Nope, you clicked on the word shortbow, I think. So now move over to the right and click on the part that says 1d6 plus 4 piercing.
But no, I did click on that. That's what I clicked on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. How does this work?
Well, you can...
Okay. Solution number two is we type it in manually.
So you can type /roll and then basically type what it says there, which is 1d6 plus 4. You don't have to write piercing.
Like, oops. Sorry, I was trying to show you what it looked like without it rolling. You could leave out the piercing. Just do the 1d6 plus 4.
Where do I do that?
Just directly in the chat.
Oh. In the chat, in the Zoom, or in Roll20?
In Roll20.
Okay. So, directly in the chat. Hold on one second. And type in what?
/roll, and then space... And then basically what it says there, which is 1d6 plus 4.
Mm-hmm. That work?
Yeah, perfect. All right, 6. Okay, so...
Oh, wait, you get sneak attack too. So again, do another /r... 1d6, and that's your sneak attack damage. Or actually, you might be able to click on sneak attack this time. Let's see.
Hold on. What is sneak attack?
This time it works. It's in his attacks and spellcasting, so you can click on the word that says, but you did it. But in the future, you can click on the word sneak. And 1d6 sneak.
Sneak attack. Beginning at first level, you know how to strike. It's slowly exploit full distraction once we're doing extra 1d6. Okay. So you get extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. All right, so you have 5 plus 6. Okay, this, I think, let me check. Okay, he's, like, you hit him right through the head, and he's, like, still breathing, but he is on the ground and not moving, but still, like, still alive. Excellent work. All right. So now moving on. Isla.
She's got to run over there.
Okay, you're going to run over to the party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can
go ahead.
If you click on your character, you can just use the arrow keys to just move up, bop, 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 and start counting squares.
So it should be 5, right? Or 6.
6.
Yeah. Okay.
So you used your move action to move 6. Now, in the green area there, there's another action there called dash. So you can use your other action to move your speed again.
Where's the dash?
Well, it's hard to see. Well, it's not an action. It's not anything you have to do on the character sheet. Just, you know, in this reference page here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Dash. How do I do the dash?
You just say that you want to do it, and then you can move again.
I'm dashing again.
All right. Dope.
How far can I dash?
The same again.
3, 4, 5, 6.
I forget about dash often. Okay. Cool. So now, is Quetzalcoatl still kicking? Yeah, Quetzalcoatl. It's Quetzalcoatl's turn. Is gonna run up on Goj here. And he's gonna try to bite you for shooting his friend. What did I get there? Oh.
Got 16.
All right, so that hits. All right, so
against Goj?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the damage here? 3, 1d6. Wait. That's not right. Sorry, it should just be 1d6. So. All right. So you're going to take 4 damage from this bite. So go ahead and adjust your 9 out of 9 if you can.
So is it minus?
Minus 4.
Does that work? Great.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So that's Quetzalcoatl's turn. Now it's Getty's turn.
On Getty.
First, I'm gonna put Isla between me and the dog and the wolf. Should I drag the or do you drag him?
You can move me.
Wait, what do you mean put Isla?
Oh, no. I was gonna, my character would step back.
Okay.
To make some space. Should I just drop him?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Then,
can I cast the command spell to make the dog flee? And how do I do that?
Click on the spell to put it in the chat so we can read it.
Okay.
I think there's like a chat icon button you can click.
Yeah, I see it.
We've learned something during this moment here, which is characters without magic, they got to stay close.
Well, it depends on the situation. You can have ranged weapons and stuff like this. Yeah.
I mean, I have an axe.
And sometimes you don't... Yeah, it depends. Depends on the situation. Okay, so this is 60 feet. A creature you can see within range, verbal, one round. You speak one word command to a creature you can see within range. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect on if the target is undead. If it doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it. So these are not going to understand your language.
Head dog, go home. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
But it's right. Cool. But this is where, Grayson, this is where your Eldritch Blast, I think, is your bread and butter as the gotcha. Warlock. You just like it's a cantrip, so you just do it every turn. Just not every turn, but you can shoot it off freely.
All right, we're gonna hit him with Delta Blast.
So, click on that from the core page where you have your weapons all together, and I'll throw it in the chat. Sorry, and that which one are is that a? Let me read that one too.
That's a cantrip. There, I just popped it.
Mm-hmm. Oh fuck! I just went to a. I just like left the Roll20 website.
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah, so Grayson, you could
just zap. Okay.
Zap. So
that's 1d4.
What?
Who well, you have to roll an attack. It's a. This is a on a hit attack. So you may make a ranged spell attack, which I think if you click on the name of this spell in your attacks and spell casting, it'll roll the dice for you.
Okay, Eldritch Blast. There we go.
Yes.
26.
Ooh,
so wait, who are you hitting this with?
Oh, Quetzalcoatl.
All right, so you nail the crap out of it.
Great damage.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was a critical success, which means you get... What is it? You get advantage on? Or you roll damage?
You double the dice that you're doing.
Okay.
So whatever your dice are, you double them. So you get to do
2d10. 2d10 force damage. So go ahead and type / roll, and then you can do
2d10. 2d10.
15. All right. Nice. Quetzalcoatl. Like explodes.
Nice. And then I tell Goj that he owes me one.
All right. So, okay. Success. You guys have done it. You beat the wolves. Quetzalcoatl is dead. The other Omni Patricia and Imhotep are like asleep for the next hour or so, I think, right?
For 1 minute, I think.
Oh, it's only a minute?
Yeah, I don't think it's too long. Yeah, 1 minute.
Looks like they need their next slit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Completely agree. All
right, so you, and then this the other one, Lover, is still it's still alive, but like incapacitated, basically.
Mm, and from that arrow shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, if anyone wants to have fun killing sleeping dogs, it's a fun exercise. Because when you attack, you get to attack with advantage because it's asleep. And then you learn what that is.
My character, they need to be killed.
Let's let Ayla finish him off. Or Ayla.
Can my character use either... check the skills. Either Arcana or Investigation or History to try and determine if there's anything interesting about the wolves that would not be face value.
Yeah, so you can roll it. You want to do an investigation roll. So go ahead and
okay.
I think you can just double click on probably. Can you double click investigation?
Yeah, you can just click the word investigation.
Yeah, so I just threw 13, 20.
Yeah. So you count the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are not you maybe you coming from these kind of wilderness area, you can tell that these wolves are a type of wolves from this area, but this isn't what the wolves around here look like. Something's happened to them. You're not sure what it is, but particularly the one called Lover looks like it's something has happened to it, and you're not sure what it is.
Ignatia would like to use her Arcana skill to see if there's a magical influence on it.
Okay. you get the sense that this is probably not magic related.
Is it possible to bring this wolf into our pack?
Which wolf are you talking about?
Lover.
Oh. Ayla, no, this is corrupt and disgusting. We don't want... It'll probably spread disease.
When these wolves were attacking you, they were like beyond rabid, like zombie-like, insane wolves that did not seem like they were on speaking terms with...
But it wasn't their fault, though.
Well...
Do we want to look for any type of like markings on their collars or anything, or something from a certain tribe that they might be coming from, or some region that they might be come from? Are these people somebody's wolves? Are they wild? We got to look for maybe some scarring.
Microchip. See if they're microchipped.
Yeah.
Do an investigation check out.
Okay. Doge. Okay. Bear with me.
And I think my character would have kept secret whatever he learned from the investigation check.
Hit investigation, that's it?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay.
There it is.
No. Where is that investigation button?
In the skills. All those skills are like active buttons.
Did I do it right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Great.
So you don't really learn anything more than what I said to Josh. Basically,
well, I'll share it with the owner. I'll share it with Isla.
But you get even kind of like you're less familiar with the wolves from this area than he is.
Oh,
so like you just know that these wolves look messed up. Mm-hmm. They're probably not like how they are normally.
Mm-hmm.
What's with the dogs around here, man?
I wonder if I want like a tooth from it or something. Like if I want to like pull out a tooth.
I feel that it's been contaminated with something. Let's not start touching them.
Yeah, you're right.
Is someone gonna try to kill Omni Patricia and Imhotep?
Oh yes. Let's send Eileen to do it. Because it's you do best killing like paralyzed and sleeping things with a melee weapon, so.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they need to be potentially killed by axe. We need to behead them.
Behead them.
All right. So, let's see. How can I play this one? All right, so tell me what you want to do exactly.
While they're sleeping, I want Isla to walk up and put them out.
Like literally chop their heads off.
I want them to take her heaviest and largest weapon and take the head off of the first one, Omni Patricia.
So your great axe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just say that you go ahead and do that. And that, when you do that, you notice, their blood starts to come out. It's like these other wolves, they have like their blood looks like it's turning this greenish color.
Mm-hmm. It's clearly some sort of magic on these animals.
It's not clearly magic, but what you get the sense that the wolf lover is in like a later stage of whatever is happening to them.
How do I kill?
You successfully cut their heads off.
No problem. Do I have to do anything here?
No.
Let him roll. It's fun.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Roll, I guess, what, strength?
Well, roll your great axe attack.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause he's got, then he gets to practice that. And this might be a good time to talk about advantage. And when advantage comes into play.
Yeah, that's good. Good point. Go ahead and click on your great axe. That's your biggest weapon that you have.
I just did.
Okay. So, this does the damage?
Yeah. So you can make a setting in your character sheet where it rolls the damage every time you roll.
Okay.
And then it's like a step is saved. So I've been trying to turn it on everyone's character sheets.
Great. Advantage, because they're sleeping, they're prone. That means that we take the higher of the two numbers. In this case, you successfully do it to both of them without any problem. Yeah. And so these guys are dead, except for Lover, who's still alive.
Well, we should take him and see what we can learn.
I'm gonna take my knife and gut it.
Wait, is there anything we can learn from him?
Wait, sir, hold on. You say that to Goj, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Before he tries to gut it.
Don't gut it yet. Why? Is there anything? Because Lover looks different than the other animals.
Let's see what's inside, no?
Mm-hmm. Is possible that he's enchanted or there's something on him? Can any of you guys figure out if you can lift this spell?
My character goes back to eating.
Fuck this guy. It's clearly not magic. This is something, some other corruption, but not a spell that I could lift. We could leave it alive and see what happens further, if it transforms even more, or we could end it from its misery because we don't want to see what happens as it continues to alter in this way.
I say end it.
Let's end it.
Okay. And I'm going to, yeah, let's end it. Do the head chop.
All right. You want to hit it again, Isla?
Yeah.
All right. Again, without any problems, you get this one's head off. this is like, Lover is clearly like way more messed up than the other ones. And the blood is like this greenish color, and it's like this very vitriolic smell to it. It's really off-putting. Perhaps Chester, even like when you cut off its head, Chester even smells the smell of this, of the inside of this animal, and like cowers away or something.
Yeah, let's make sure Chester doesn't catch this disease.
Yeah, let's back him out of there. He's got to go and hang with me.
Ignatius is going to get a little flame from Cookie's stove, light a stick. She has a cantrip, control flame, so she can just easily have a small glowing fire thing and put it up to some of the blood on the ground and see if it reacts to the blood fire.
Oh. It doesn't react to the fire.
Okay. Well, I suggest we burn these things.
I concur. Burn it with fire.
So Bort Bargath, the owner of the caravan, is like, man, thank you guys for really stepping up here. I don't know what I would have done. I've been going back and forth to Etrian's Folly for years, and I've never seen anything like this. So I really appreciate all of you guys' efforts here. I promise we'll be on the way soon, and hopefully we'll put this mess behind us. And so with that, he's going to walk back up to the front, help Ulf and Ulf and Tomley finish clearing the road. And once they do that, you guys are off and headed down into the town of Etrian's Folly. How much longer do you guys want to play this evening?
It's been a long day for me. I can pause right here.
Okay. This is a good stopping point for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't trust these guys.
Which guys?
There's carrots. Yeah. I'll trust like Goj because I feel like he's coming in into the pack. But like, I don't trust this caravan.
Bort is, I think, whether or not you trust him, Bort has a very like very good reputation.
Something doesn't smell right about this.
I usually err on the side of no one is trustworthy, so I always keep my knife handy. So I'm gonna roll with it, but I feel like I can, just judging by how you guys reacted with that wolf, I feel like you guys are on the level, so to speak, so far. I feel like I got bitten by one of these wolves. You guys killed the other one, so you're somewhat looking out for one another in a weird way. So I'm gonna keep going in the caravan.
I mean, we're clearly keeping Geddy around, but I think everybody's eyeing Geddy a little bit because of that backup move.
It was him one to that quick save.
There was a little bit of a backstep going on with Geddy.
Geddy thanks you for helping with the situation, getting in the where you were most needed.
I'm not so sure this caravan is safe.
Isn't it suspicious there was a log in the way right before?
Yes.
Monster wolves exactly. Attacked us?
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody targeted this caravan.
Exactly.
Maybe targeted a person on this caravan and gives a knowing look to Nate, to Isla.
I think so.
So are you guys saying we should leave the caravan and go on?
How far are we from town?
You guys are like you're almost to Etrin's Folly, out of the Thralton, the long journey that you've been through the forest. You're almost into the town, 4 hours away.
Oh, I'm sure it's safer with the caravan. And
Unless you want to kill all the other people and take the food in the caravan, which I'm okay with.
I mean, I say we just make it to town, but we stick together until we get there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Clearly, Okay. Whoever sent this pack of wolves didn't expect 4 well-trained.
Poor Chester.
All right. So we will pause here.
I'm excited to be able to pick up the pace now that we kind of know what's going on here.
Yeah, we're in the town.
So we did a little bit of like a tiny bit of role playing today, and we like a lot of battle mode stuff today. So, so you guys got a little taste of everything.
Great.
When would you like to play next?
Oh, well, I'm going back to LA. I've been in Boca. I've been in my in-laws, my wife, my family, and I've been in my in-laws since November. So we're going back next Thursday. And then, I'm jumping on an edit job for 10 days. I mean, anytime, I don't know, it's up in the air. It's up to everybody else's schedule. Like, I guess I can just chime in and let everybody know if that works for me or not.
Would you want to play earlier next week, or would you want to wait till later?
Oh, I could probably play next week if you guys want. I have to figure out my schedule because it's going to be pretty hectic next week because all of like the packing and stuff. But I think I can make that work.
Adam, what day early next week is good for you?
We do the same time?
Time? That'd be good.
No, because I'm leaving next Thursday.
Oh, you're leaving in the morning of that.
Yeah. So like Monday or Tuesday, I guess.
Monday or Tuesday works for me.
Monday, I think, would be good for me.
Tuesday is safer for me. I might be. Can you do Tuesday, Josh?
Well, both Jeff and I, we have that call with Jordan, Jeff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we have a Tuesday call. Can we do Monday? Charlie, are you okay on Monday?
I think so, yeah. I might be heading to Palm Desert for spring break. Woo!
Nice. Yeah. Have you ever gone to Pappy and Harriet's?
My wife's a teacher, so it's my spring break now too.
Cool. Very cool.
Okay. So wait.
Monday.
Same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Charlie, for kind of emceeing and everything.
Yeah, thanks,
awesome.
Bob.
I'm excited to see what goes on from here.
Yeah.
Great job, everybody. Great job so far.
Yeah. Very good, cool. Good intro role playing, y'all. You guys jumped right in.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the hard. That's the hardest part. It's just to like get it going, get the ball rolling. But
do you have any tips or recommendations for like getting more out of it? Insofar as like how we show up.
No, you'll figure it out as we go. Don't worry about it.
I'll just say, please don't murder a whole caravan.
We shouldn't kill everyone.
That just really derails the whole story.
I got here.
I don't know what Bob has planned, but it just, then Bob has to play this real world scenario of like, okay, what if there were four murderers who were running around town?
Well, at least I asked.
Yeah, you just asked. And Josh, if we can get somehow where Getty is, there's a reason for him to be in our presence.
Yeah,
that would be great because the longer you play him as an edgelord, the harder it is for us to role play a reason for us to not just try to ghost him on with our lives.
Fair point. Good point.
You guys have some time. You guys don't need to rush into working out all this stuff. So
beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. So I'll see you guys on Monday.
All right, cool. Have a nice weekend, guys.
See you, everybody.
All right.
Bye.